Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 44 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Hey, Steve, what's up?
What's going on?
Watched this weekend's episode of My Hero Academia again, because it was just a really good episode, so.
It was a good episode, but hey, you noticed something this week?
I can't hear your fan.
I replaced it today.
Sounds so much better. I can actually hear you.
Franken top rises again.
Yay!
And this laptop really is Frankenstein at this point. There's very little that hasn't gotten replaced.
Oh God.
I think the hard drive and the Blu-ray player and the shell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it. Of the things that remain originally.
All right. Interesting.
So I've replaced the motherboard. I've replaced the fan now. I've replaced the motherboard. I've upgraded the RAM. I replaced the keyboard. Did that one time.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I have a Korean keyboard now.
So is it like in Korean?
It still has like A, B, C, and D and all that, but like,
okay.
You know, but it also has keys for Korean symbols, I guess.
Okay, that's cool.
It's weird. It's very strange, but yeah, I don't know.
I would so mess up using those symbols and probably end up typing something out that offends someone.
It looks just like a normal keyboard, except it has alternate functions for different different keys, I guess. Yes. But you wouldn't know it unless you looked actually like really hard at it. You'd be like, oh, okay, that's different, but like whatever. Anyway, it's irrelevant. Irrelevant. The whole point of it is that my laptop is Frankenstein.
All right.
So I call it Franken Laptop.
Franken Laptop. It's a good name for it, especially when it's like been like rebuilt and replaced with new components so many times. So yeah, it works.
It was originally named Shevardnado, which is the demon lord from the anime Slayers. His nickname is Ruby Eye Shevardnado, and this laptop is very ruby red. And so I was like, I got it. And I'm like, you know, it's a real powerful laptop. I'm like, oh, it's Shevardnado. But here's the great part. Shevardnado was split into 7 pieces.
Wow.
And so the name still fits.
Yeah, it does. All right, so Aaron's not joining us tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this week of My Hero Academia.
Oh my God! Yes.
To other things.
Yes.
I see you have a shark movie you want to talk about. I haven't seen this yet, so I'm gonna go look at this right now. While we talk.
All right. Watch the trailer.
I'm gonna watch the trailer now.
We're gonna
talk about My Hero because that was
it
was really good. I saw it last night.
Like, the bulk of what we're going to be talking about tonight is going to be Avengers and Marvelverse, because Avengers this week. But we're going to start off, before we get to all that, with My Hero Academia, because I have my obsessions. So, and this is my show, so do you have to deal with my obsessions?
Uh-oh.
Like my obsession with Bakugo. So, from reading the manga, like, this is actually probably, like, one of my favorite parts in the manga to read when they, like, are finally starting the training camp, the training camp from hell, and going through like all the crazy training that they all have to do for their quirks, for their individual quirks.
I feel so bad for some of these guys too.
Oh my god, it's legit. It's torture. It's horrible. Like,
you know, they pick the biggest guy and be like, "Hey, Deku, go fight this guy."
Yeah. And he's just dodging everything Deku throws at him. Like, it's nothing.
I love how they like completed the Kitty Squad with this dude as well.
Oh my god, yes. Like,
that was very wow. I did not see that coming.
I
at
did,
all.
But So the Kitty Squad.
Don't you read the manga?
Yes, that's why.
But you knew what's coming beforehand.
Yes.
So
what?
So you know it's gonna happen well before the rest of us plebs do.
I know.
We're all just plebs that don't read the manga.
Well, you should. The manga's really good. So, basically, Class 1A and Class 1B are, like, starting, like, the crazy training where just everyone is forced to, like, put their quirk, push their quirk to the limit. The absolute limit. The absolute breaking point.
And then go beyond
of what their
again.
Body can do. But then keep doing that, just repeatedly, continuously.
I genuinely felt I don't remember names, but the guy with the lasers, that shoots the lasers out of his stomach.
Aoyama, with the naval laser.
I genuinely feel his plight because he's been like hitting the bathroom now. Like this dude has just been like popping out lasers left and right, and then he's just like, "I gotta hit the toilet, man."
Yeah, because overuse of his quirk makes him sick to his stomach and makes him nauseous. Just like with Uraraka, when she overuses her quirk, she gets nauseous. So like, they're trying to get it so that their bodies don't get sick anymore as well, so that they're training their and it's
to strengthen up their weaknesses.
Yes. And, like, you got Bakugo who's just, like sticking his hands in boiling water. And then just, like cursing as like every time he lets off an explosion. Todoroki, like, stupid, but it makes sense that he has to keep, like, bath water the same temperature, using his hot side and his cold side, and trying to train to use it at the same time. I mean, it'd be cool if he could use it at the same time, but like, yo, okay, this is getting excessive.
Yes.
And then who is it? Is it Koda?
With,
is it Koda the one who can talk to animals?
I think it's Bakugo and Deku, and that's probably about it.
Okay, so basically, one of the guys, his quirks, he can talk to animals, he can communicate with animals. So to, like, increase his range, they're literally just having him shout at the top of his lungs.
I mean,
and this guy's, it's a big, shy, like, he's, like, really shy, really quiet. So they're like, yeah, and this will also help him get over his shyness. They're just like, oh, my God.
I'm not sure how that works.
I don't think that it's going to work that way. He's just going to lose his voice. So, it's legit the training camp from hell. And,
hey, you know what? I think Uraraka has it at least in like the top three worst. They keep rolling her down the freaking hills and shit in that little bubble, and they're like, bye, have fun.
Oh yeah, because if she throws up in that little bubble, it's going everywhere.
Yeah, she's they're trying to have her improve her
her time limit.
Her sense of balance. It was a weird thing. It had something to do with like the inner ear and her ear, like inner sense of balance, and like it was basically like, we want you to like be like balanced, like completely on your balance in any direction.
Yeah. So you said you think Uraraka has one of the three worst. Who are the other two you think have it worse?
Have it worse than her?
Yeah, who are the other two in that top three who have it the worst, in your opinion?
I would say Uraraka is probably number three.
Okay.
Number two, I'm going to give it to the Naval Laser just because I feel his plight. I do.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the worst, but I genuinely feel for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably the worst is probably Deku, because he has to deal with the monster.
See, I wouldn't.
6 foot.
I agree with you with Uraraka and Aoyama laser naval guy. In terms of them having, like, being in the top three or the worst. But I think I would have to go with is it Tsukikage with Dark Shadow.
I think because I just changed my number one because I think I completely agree with that because I saw what happened, and, like, he's just like, oh, you gotta, like, tame his dark shadow in the dark. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And then he just pops out of this cave with, like, the most terrified look on his face. And all you see is a hand just dragging him back into the cave.
Yeah.
And that's all you see. I'm like, oh, shit.
So that's why he has it worse.
You definitely have it the worst. Deku, I'm sorry, you've lost your top spot.
You really, because it's not as bad. That is legit torture.
But that is legitimate, just like terror. You could see the legitimate terror on his face.
Yes. So.
So yeah, he has it the worst.
Yeah, so during all of this, we're finally, the villains start moving. And, like, because I read the manga, so, like, I know what's happening, I know what's going to happen. And I'm just like, no, damn it, I wanted more of the training camp before shit went bad. But...
Well, we knew shit was going to happen right off rip because they're like showing the villains right before even like the break happened. Like it was like 5 minutes in, the villains are already showing up.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of waiting. It's just like, well, when are they going to show up? When are they going to cause havoc?
Yeah.
When are they cause havoc? Right at the end of the episode. Right when you're like almost ready to forget about them, but they're still in the back of your mind. It's like... What's going to happen? Are they going to show them? Oh, there they are!
Yeah. So, the villains have attacked, and, like, shit's going to go down. And then, like, and also, then you got to be like, who, then they got to, like, figure out, like, how the hell did the villains find them? Because they changed the training camp location.
That's true.
Like, within, I think, like a couple days before they left for the training camp. And only so few people knew about the change of location, so it narrows it down to who leaked it. So you have drama that's going to be coming around with the teachers and the pro hero and the few pro heroes that knew about where the training camp was going to be held.
Are you
and it's
saying
it's a very small list.
Let me interrupt you for a minute.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. Are
Go
you
for it.
Stating as a for sure, like you know it's a leak, or are you insinuating that it's a leak?
Aizawa even said when they were talking about changing the training camp location that there is a leak. Someone has been leaking information to outside sources.
Okay.
In
a
previous episode, he said that, or something along those lines. That but he said that there is a leak because that's why they changed the
location
of the training camp, and they kept it to a very small group of people that knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, and since the training camp gets attacked, then Aizawa probably knows that someone from that group is the mole who's leaking valuable information. But that's going to cause extra drama, along with, like, what the villains are bringing. So, but yeah, so, I'm only saying what I know from a previous episode. I'm trying not to do any spoilers and stuff like that. But this is just what I remember being mentioned by Aizawa in a previous episode. So, and it said a couple times, like All Might wasn't even told where the location of the training camp was. Like they really kept it to a very small number of pro heroes and teachers at UA that knew where the training camp was going to be switched to. Even though, like, I don't think it would be Might who would ever leak any information, but still, like, they really kept it like a very close circle. So something will come, like there will be drama with all that, and yeah. So that'll be next week on My Hero Academia. We'll see more of the villains attack. Right?
Come again?
So next week, we'll see the villains attack.
Yeah.
And the training camp from hell will not be as much of a training camp anymore. More like a battle of survival. Because these villains are fucking assholes and they mean business.
It's still a training camp.
That's true.
It's just, you know, field training.
Yeah. Alright. So
you want to talk about the Meg.
Okay. So there's this new shark movie, and I love sharks, so I love shark movies. I love swimming in the ocean. I still swim in the ocean, even though I've watched Jaws a number of times. And all those random-ass killer shark movies on Sci-Fi Channel, including Sharknado.
Let me interrupt you for a second. So, you aren't wrong that it's a shark movie? But it's so much more.
No, I'm getting to that.
Okay. Okay.
You weren't letting me. I wasn't
sure if you realized what the angle they were going for, or if you just thought it was okay. I'm gonna let you finish.
All right, well, I mean, maybe I missed the angle in the trailer, but I mean, one of my issues. I mean, I'm still gonna see the movie, but my main issue is the title. The title is stupid.
The title
the
is
Meg.
Not stupid. The title.
The Meg is stupid.
It is not okay. I think you're missing the angle.
It's a megalodon. I know it's a megalodon.
Okay. 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 So
I just think it's stupid to call the movie The Meg.
The Meg.
Because when I hear
okay.
The Meg, I don't think of a giant shark. I think of my best friend Megan.
I mean, you're not necessarily wrong on that either.
It's a stupid name. I mean, I'm still going to go see this. I still want to see it. It still looks like horrifyingly
awesome.
Like, awesome, yes.
And I just, thought like, it was kind of clever, actually, because it's like, you know, the Meg. It's like, what's the Meg? Oh, it's a megalodon. Oh, well, that changes things.
Okay, see, I knew it was a megalodon before, cause like,
okay,
because
I wasn't sure if you were just thinking it was just a giant shark or something.
No, I knew it was a megalodon before I saw the trailer, because it said
okay.
Shark movie, and I was like the Meg, and I'm like, oh, it's a megalodon. Now why
okay,
the fuck
okay.
is it called the Meg? So,
because it's a megalodon.
No, because I told you I watched so many of these shark movies, so I know it's a megalodon. I knew it was a megalodon when I just read that it was a shark movie. But I was just like, they could have had a better title. Like, just...
I don't know. I don't know what else you call a megalodon movie, though.
Megalodon.
Megalodon. Gives too much away.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, the first, like, 30 seconds of the trailer kind of gives it away. I'm watching this thing. I'm like, oh, cute little girl. Oh, there's going to be a shark or something that's going to, like, pop in. And then, like, she's, like, staring at the glass. I'm like, oh, it's not just a shark. It's a freaking megalodon.
Yeah.
Oh, that changed things.
Yeah.
I'm like, honey, get away from that. It's going to, like, eat you as a snack bar.
It's not even going to taste you. Like, this is like...
You're like an M&M.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even a snack. You're like a one little measly M&M
you're like
to the shark.
M&M. You are one M&M.
M&M, exactly. So...
Now, I could be racist. I'm not going to be. I could make a really racist joke, but I'm not going to. It's a nice. But I'll leave it to your imagination.
You can always text me the joke.
I will do that.
Because that you can do.
I'm not gonna say it on the air
do not say it on the air.
Just because I'm thinking the joke doesn't mean I'm racist. I promise. I am not racist.
Oh, I know that.
I'm just an awful person.
Okay. Can I just interrupt you and just be everyone's a little bit racist.
Oh,
Avenue
God,
Q.
Yeah. Avenue Q.
So yeah. So you know what? I won't think any differently of you. and because I laugh at that, does not make me racist. But everyone's a little bit racist. Just listen to the Avenue Q song, and you'll understand. So
you'll understand.
Exactly. All right.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, all right. And so that's The Meg, which is actually, it's coming out in August. but I've been seeing the trailers for the past week on Facebook and on other social media sites. So I just like wanted to just bring it up because it's something that I'll be seeing. It's something that I will probably be talking about after I go see it. Because, yeah. And I will probably go right to the beach after I go see it. So,
I get a show that's not mine.
Regarding the beach, I'm actually going to be able to, I'm going to Anime Next in June for the first time, which I think is it's in Atlantic City. So, yay, I get to go to the boardwalk and Casino Village, even though I don't really gamble at all. But, yeah, so I've, like, been figuring out my cosplay lineup for that because I literally just found out I'm going today because my friend was like, hey, Juna, are you going to Anime Next? We need another person in our room. And I'm like, all right, I'll go first time. So, yay! All right. So now we have a little more than 30 minutes left. So now it is time to go with the Marvelverse and just gush about the hype for Avengers this weekend.
I gotta catch up.
when you say catch up, does that mean you have not been watching all the movies that have been coming out? How many are you behind?
Just two. I gotta watch Civil War. I gotta watch Homecoming.
Okay.
Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it.
Wait, you should see Ant-Man first. Then Civil
Ant-Man
War.
Ant-Man first?
Yeah. And then Civil War and then Homecoming in that order.
I thought Ant-Man was last.
No. Nope. Homecoming is. You want to watch Ant-Man first? Because Ant-Man's in Civil War.
Okay.
You want to watch Ant-Man, followed by Civil War, and then Spider-Man Homecoming. In that order. So. I'm going to try a marathon through the Marvelverse. But that might not happen because it's a lot of movies. And, like, I might not have time to do that all. So we'll see how many I can get through because I'm seeing it Saturday night. And this time I'm going to tell my friends that we're not going to be late.
You could not be late.
We can't be late. No. Like, the last movie all saw together.
You're allowed to be like 10 minutes late.
No, even
I mean you're going to be getting into the theater 10 minutes afterwards. You're allowed to do that. Because all the trailers will take about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the last time we went to the movie at this theater, we got stuck online, even though we had our tickets, just to get in, because so many people also had their tickets. And they were being really fucking slow, and they were checking everyone's IDs, because this is, it wasn't for a Marvel movie, it was for Stephen King's It, so they were checking everyone's IDs, which slowed it down. But then when we got there, like the line for to just get snacks or anything, fucking amazing. Like it was
really.
I was fucking laughing. It was scary, but it wasn't scary that scared me. It was just scary where it like made me laugh. But it was creepy. It was like like really good horror. And if that shit scares you, then you're gonna be fucking like scared out of your fucking pants. If it doesn't scare you, if you're like me, then you're just gonna enjoy it as a horror movie and laugh at some of the like.
I was laughing
when I watched the original, like when I was really little. So.
I said I was laughing at The Exorcist.
Ah.
When I was 10 years old. I haven't seen the original, what was it, television show or something? Essentially.
It was a made-for-TV movie.
Mm-hmm. But I have read the novel.
Yeah, I know you read the novel. We talked about that.
I love how like everybody that's ever read the novel knows that one scene and doesn't ever talk about it. It's like that one thing that they'll never ever put into a movie. Yeah, that's not gonna.
Yeah, because that's at the end, right?
Yeah. It's at the very end.
I know what you're talking about. I know I said this way back when I did my movie review on it here on Geek Out with Pebbles, is that I liked the old design for Pennywise because of the fact that Pennywise is using the clown form, like disguising himself as a clown, to lure kids.
Yeah.
And the more clownish, the more like circus clownish that he
circus
looks,
clown.
The more the more
like circus.
Yeah, the more
exactly.
the more everyday clown that you see, the more that he looks like that type of clown, the more kid is likely to go up to that clown.
In the new version, murder me.
I can't even talk. Awesome, thank you.
Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, in the new version, Pennywise looks more like you can tell it's still a clown, but he just looks more demonic and not as like kid friendly. Like if I saw that type of clown as a kid, like it wouldn't really scare me. I'd just be like, no, I want to go to the other clown over there that's got like crazy looking hair and like a bright and bright colors in his outfit.
Yes, that's
like
because that's gonna
attract me instead of just like the white and the red.
Demon spawn. Clown.
And, like, the creepy demonic way that they did the makeup. So, like, that's my main argument against, like, the new version of it. Now, like, it doesn't scream like, hey, I'm a happy-go-lucky clown that's gonna, like, get kids to follow me so I can murder them. Like, that's what Pennywise does. That's what he did, and when the look doesn't match what his description is, then for me it feels off, and it kind of killed the vibe that Pennywise had for me during the movie. So it made the movie less for me, even though I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was trying to say earlier, and I apologize for not letting you finish. But
it's all right.
What I was trying to say is that no kid is going to be like, oh, let me go up to this, like, scary, spooky, creepy-looking clown that, like, looks like is, that really does look like it's going to murder me. You know, a lot of kids are kind of like, you know, afraid of clowns to begin with, and then you want to add like the whole like creepy "I'm gonna murder you" vibe on top of that. That's not Pennywise.
Yeah.
It's not what Pennywise was about. Pennywise was like, "Hey, kid, don't you want to like, don't you want a balloon, kiddo? Come on, kiddo.
Don't you want to play with me?
Don't you want to play with me? Don't you
want? Let me give you a balloon.
Let me give you a balloon, kid. Let's go have some fun."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he's trying to be, you know, he's the friendly clown. He's, you know, "I'm going to be friendly, and then when you let your guard down and we're alone, I'm going to eat you and murder you."
Yeah.
Reverse that order, but yes.
Yes. But, so that's my, like, my main issue with, the new,
Pennywise.
And I'm not the only one who had that issue. I know a lot of people had that issue with, like...
Yeah. Because,
like, I love clowns. And I just, like, when I see... When I think of a clown, when I picture it in my head, I picture, like, bright, crazy... I picture bright, crazy colors that they're wearing. Like, the white face paint... Like a red nose that honks. But basically I picture bright colors. And the brighter the bright colors, kids are gonna seek out the bright colors. They're gonna like be like, "Ooh, look, a clown."
Yes.
So
anyway.
Alright, well that was a sidetrack from the Marvel to
Pennywise. You do that sometimes, but let's go back to Avengers and Marvel.
Look, exactly.
The last Marvel movie that I saw was the name of the space one.
It was which one?
The space one.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes, that one.
Okay, so you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok?
Oh, no, I haven't.
And you haven't seen Black Panther?
I saw Black Panther.
Okay, you saw Black Panther. All right.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the last Marvel movie I saw was Black Panther then.
Okay,
Black
but
Panther
you didn't...
Really good.
But did you see Thor Ragnarok?
Is that number 2 or 3?
That's the third one.
What was the second one?
Thor the Dark World.
I don't think I've seen my talk.
Okay.
Do I need to, like, put Ragnarok above all in the front of the line now?
Okay. You can watch Ragnarok after, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh,
but you
okay.
But you definitely have to watch Thor Ragnarok before you see Avengers.
Yes.
So, because, like, it'll make sense. Because if you don't watch Thor Ragnarok and then you go right. After you watch these three movies, you go and see Marvel's Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War. Then, like, you're not going to know, like, how certain characters ended up where they are for that movie.
That's what I noticed when I tried watching Civil War. I was going to originally watch Spider-Man Homecoming first. But then it starts off with
Civil War. With the Civil War thing. Right?
It started off with Peter Parker talking to Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. How do these people even know each other? Whoa, whoa,
that's
whoa,
why
whoa,
I gave
whoa,
you
whoa.
That's why I gave you the order to watch these movies in.
Yes, yes.
You wanna
yes.
watch
no,
Ant-Man?
No, no, no.
Civil War.
I know this now, yes. But this was
Homecoming and then Ragnarok.
This was a couple of months ago. this is like a month ago, or like probably right before Anime Boston or like around them. I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna sit down and like watch this, and like I remember I started with, like I said, I was gonna watch Homecoming because I was like, oh, I haven't even seen the new Spider-Man, and then I was gonna sit down and watch Homecoming, and then like I said, it starts off with Peter Parker and Tony Stark talking. I'm like, whoa, how do these people even know each other? What the hell's going on? Y'all are talking nonsense. I need to, like, get the order of this thing before I can even, like, sit down and watch this nonsense, because clearly there's things that I haven't seen yet.
It's confusing, right? Like,
when you have two characters talking that you had no idea even knew each other? Yeah, that's pretty confusing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do these people even know each other? Why are you talking like you've been, like, doing this thing for months now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tony, you need to start explaining something to me, buddy, because, like, I got no idea.
Yeah.
Because I can't trust a high school kid to talk to tell me anything. I swear.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, he's not telling me nothing. Anyway.
So you have four movies to catch up on.
I have four movies to catch up on.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen all of them, right?
Yes, I have.
And so what you're going to be doing is rewatching everything start to finish.
I'm going to try. Keyword there is try.
Now, where do you start from here?
Iron Man.
Iron Man 1?
Mm-hmm. There's actually a list.
No, you would start well before Iron Man, I would think.
No. For the current ones?
The current MCU?
Yeah. You'd start with Captain America and then Iron Man.
What's the first, like?
You'd start with Captain America. Sorry. You'd have to start with Captain America. Alright, my computer's not letting me search for anything right now. But yeah, it would start with Captain America, the first Avenger.
So there's actually a wiki.
Yeah.
And it starts with Thor.
No.
This is Marvel Cinematic Universe.wiki.
No. You can't start with Thor. It can't start with Thor because it doesn't fit. Like, you'd have to,
oh no,
yeah,
no.
Thor
live action media. Oh, okay. No, live action media. I was wrong, apparently. I was looking at no, it doesn't start with Thor.
It's gotta start with Captain America.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
And then Iron Man. Iron Man 1 and 2.
There's a whole TV show called
Agent Carter, yes, but I'm not watching that. I watched it once, and it was good. It was slow, and I don't want to watch it again.
I might watch it. Then we go to Iron Man 2.
The Incredible Hulk.
Hulk, Thor.
Mm-hmm. And then Avengers.
Then Avengers.
And then Phase 2, Iron Man 3.
Which also has...
Phase 2, because that's Phase 1.
What do you mean Phase 1?
Just the first set of movies. Of Marvel movies.
This was Captain America, the first Avenger in the 20th century and the 21st century.
Phase 2, you'd have to watch Iron Man 3. Thor, The Dark World. Captain America, Winter Soldier, and then Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2.
Yep.
And then Avengers Age of Ultron. And then Ant-Man.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then
Captain America Civil War. Like I said, you go watch Ant-Man first before Civil War. Doctor Strange. You saw Doctor Strange, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Spider-Man Homecoming, Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok. And then Avengers Infinity War. So... But yes, so I'm going to watch as many of the movies as I can because I do not have them all on DVD. So, and I don't actually have time to watch all the movies. So I'm going to try and get through as many of them as I can. Thor Ragnarok a couple weeks ago for like the fourth time.
So the reason why this timeline, this image timeline listed Thor first is because the Thor Dark World prologue actually takes place first. Chronology-wise.
Okay.
So, like, Thor the Dark World, the prologue, that prologue section where they talk about, I forgot exactly what it is, but, like, you know what I mean? Where it was like a backstory kind of thing. Like, it was some kind of war. I forgot exactly what it was, but...
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They're saying that specific section... Timeline-wise, takes place first. But obviously, you wouldn't watch like the prologue of Thor: The Dark World, then the prologue of Thor, then
No, fuck no! I'm gonna watch the whole movie.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna be like. See, this even says Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3. The flashbacks in Purpose of the Machine, which I've never seen, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. But
Agent
that episode
of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. was better in the first season and the second
I'm
season.
I'm just saying,
okay.
you gotta let me just finish though. They even split it where, like, they have, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3 and, like, specific, like, flashbacks, like, technically take place before the 20th century. But, like, obviously that's not how you would watch it.
Okay, well, that's too fucking complicated.
I'm not that
diehard of a fan.
Yeah, no. All they're saying is, like, in the actual chronology of things. This
I know.
But
I know. I know that's what they're saying.
Nobody would actually watch it that way. I'm not going to watch it that way.
I won't.
I'm not going to watch it that way.
I don't care. I don't care that much.
Maybe someday somebody will be like, I'm going to take clips from this and this and this and like, we're going to put this all into one little thing here and be like,
well, no,
you know?
Okay, clearly someone did this because they posted it in chronological order. So clearly someone's already done this. They've done the research.
But wikis are usually like a group thing. It's like everybody's got like, you know, a little bit to add here, a little bit to add there, you know. So it's always a group thing. It's not just one person.
Not always. Sometimes it's one person who's just like completely dedicated and just like holding on. They're like in the basement of their house just watching.
You know, they exist.
These things over and over and over again, getting every little detail they can.
Detail.
Yeah. And then, like, logging everything. And then posting like stuff like that. You're like, so, this is what you would do if you wanted to watch everything in chronological order. Yeah, I don't have the patience to keep switching between
you watch this
2-minute
segment and then this 5-minute segment and then this 30-second snippet and then this 45-second snippet and then we're going to jump into this full episode and then this full movie and like it's going to be all over the place. I'm telling you, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, and I would like.
We're going to have drinks, we're going to have edibles, we're going to be freaking. We're going to be so fucked up by the. We're not doing.
We can't even do that. Like, if you're gonna be including drinking in that, then there's no way. Like, eventually people are just gonna be like, yeah, nah, fuck it, let's just watch one of the movies.
We're gonna be like,
let's just watch
hey
one of the movies.
Guys, so like, we can like take this and like, we can like alter this and like, now it looks like Tony's talking out of his asshole. Oh wait. That's every time that he talks.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But that's why we love Tony.
That is. So, either way, I'm excited for Infinity War.
I didn't realize it was so soon. I did not realize it was so soon.
Well, that's because they pushed it back.
They did push it back. But I knew it was in April, but like I just, you know, it's one of those things that just kind of creeps up on you.
I know.
It's like, you know, I was just thinking I need to get out to the theaters to watch that other horror movie, The Quiet Place.
Oh, that actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Which. I have not. I want to see it. But that's not what we're talking about. You know, I just
no, it's not.
I don't want to, like, get off on that, even if I had seen it. But, like, I haven't seen it. I've seen trailers.
All right.
Cool.
But that's right. I do want to see that movie, too. So.
I apparently need to see a bunch of movies.
Starting with the Marvel movies you missed.
Yeah. I've got my work cut out for me, apparently.
You do, but you have time to watch them.
I've got the time. I've got the power.
All right. Woohoo! 5 minutes.
5 minutes remaining.
Left. I'm trying to get this. What?
What do you want to talk about for 5 minutes?
Huh. Let's see. Oh, I did watch Gegege no Kitaro, the new episode.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, I'm liking it.
Apparently, apparently they did a rip on Logan Paul.
Huh?
Giga no Katara.
Okay.
Apparently. Hold on. Oh, never mind.
What?
I was scrolling through YouTube and I saw a video title a while ago, and it was Logan Paul in anime. Oh, the anime that talks to Logan Paul. Okay. This is Gaijin Goomba. I'll have to look at it later on.
Okay, and I did watch the Megalobox.
Okay.
Which is actually, I really like it. Cause
it is
interesting. I like that they got the high tech power suits for boxing for their arms. And
yeah. Very interesting concept.
It is. Because I'm a longtime fan of Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah,
so
I get to watch that, but I want to because I know which book is good.
Yeah, it's really good, and I'm a longtime fan of the series. I read the manga, I watch the anime. And so this, I've always liked sports
far
anime.
As I know, if you're a fan of like Hajime no Ippo, then you'll probably definitely like Megalobox.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, no, it's I recommend it if you like sports animes. In general, yeah, Hajime no Ippo, definitely, but check out Megalobox. It's very
interesting. Very interesting. Both shows are worth watching for anybody that happens to be listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched the next episode of Persona 5. They're on episode 3 now, and it looks like they're taking their time with their show. I think this is going to be a big show. And the adaption from game to anime is perfect. It's just perfect. It's you know, as far as following plot points, as far as animation, as far as how they translate battle, it's beautiful. I could not ask for a more beautiful game to anime adaption show. Sword Art Online Alternative. I've been watching that. The main character is really cute.
All right. That's the Persona 5 anime, right?
No. Persona 5, I was just talking about. That's the game to anime adaption. And that's really good.
Okay.
So I was talking about Sword Art Online Alternative. The one that takes place in Gun Gale Online, and the main character is cute. And that's really all I have to say about the show. The main character. All
right. Well, we got less than a minute, so it is time to say goodnight, and don't forget to subscribe. And follow me on Blog Talk Radio at Geek Out with Pebbles. And check me on Facebook, DJ Pebbles at Geek Out with Pebbles. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And with that, I'm going to go watch Supergirl on CW because that's back. Yay!
Good night! Three, two, one.